Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So growing up, we were told that candy will kill your teeth. Candy is bad for your teeth. And I'm like, if it's so bad, why is it there? Why does it taste so good? Why do we have holidays that give us candy? Like Easter and Christmas and Hanukkah and Halloween. Candy was really that bad. Right? Why does this world revolve around candy? Because people want it. Money makes the world go around. So are some candies better than others? Are some candies safer? Well, you know, I used to go trick-or-treating, and there would be a house that would give out pennies. And I'd be like, what the hell is this? I know, it's nice. I was like, thank you. And my parents would be all excited about the pennies, you know, because that's like money. Especially since some of those pennies, mind you, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Some of those pennies could have been like from the 1940s. You know, some of these could be old pennies. These are, you know, collector items. Keep the pennies. Like, but the pennies, Mom, want candy. I want Hershey's. I want M&M's. Almond Joe's got nuts. Mounds don't. I want Mounds because I can't eat nuts. I want those candies. But, no, somebody would give you pennies. I think one person gave out baseball cards. You know what an idiot I was to not keep those baseball cards? I know. So, we have candy. So, each year, Fox News says approximately 35 million children go trick-or-treating on Halloween, and children can consume up to 3 cups of sugar while eating the candy they collect. Yeah, try getting your kids to go to bed because they got school the next day. It's ridiculous. What I used to do, by the way, is with my kids, is one, is I would tell them I have to inspect the candy. Go change, go pee-pee, wash up, and then you'll get to look in your bags. And then I would, like, steal all the good stuff that I wanted. And then I would sift through. But I would say, look, you can have 2 pieces, any 2 pieces of candy right now. But then the rest you save for tomorrow, so then tomorrow you can have some candy. I want to eat the bag, man. No, only 2 pieces. I'll knock it down to 1 piece. Okay. So you can limit it. But there's really not any candy per se that's beneficial for your teeth. But apparently there are some candies that are worse than others. Dr. Kevin Sands is a board-certified cosmetic dentist based out of Beverly Hills, and he shared with Fox News Digitals the candy that should be limited or avoided. Now, these are no-brainers. The first one is the hard candies. These jawbreakers, these suckers, no. We are such an impatient society that we don't suck them down until they're gone. We chew. And the reason why we chew on our suckers, on our lollipops, is because the little stick that holds the lollipop starts deteriorating. And you're like, okay, I got to eat the sucker fast. And then you chew on it and you almost crack your teeth. So we don't want you to chip, crack your teeth. And also that candy, I mean, it just sits there and cements. I don't like it. The stickier gummy candies, the taffy, the caramels, they get lodged in the nooks and crannies of the teeth, make it really hard to get rid of. Sugar residues promote bacteria growth and tooth decay. Yeah, bacteria love sugar. Last thing you want to do is let bacteria sit there. And not to mention the breakdown of it makes acid. So then you start getting acidity.
So some people like, what about sour candies that you could eat and swallow? Again, sour candies produce acidity. More sour candies have a pH level dangerously close to battery acid, he says. So continual exposure to such acidity can cause the enamel to break down, leading to sensitivity and other dental issues. Now, sugar-free candy. Sugar-free candy is an option, but I don't like it, number one, because of the chemicals, and two, they say they contain citric acid. Citric acid can still wear down enamel. And then, of course, other chewy candies like chocolate, nougat, toffee. So what are some less harmful options? They say chocolate might be slightly safer. Amen to that. The chocolate dissolves quickly, less likely to get stuck in your teeth. Dark chocolate has reduced sugar content, antioxidants, so maybe a little less unhealthy than the other ones. Powdered candy, like Pixie Sticks, also dissolve quickly in the mouth, but again, really high sugar load. But they say, in terms of teeth, they don't stick to the teeth for an extended period of time, reducing risk of tooth decay. Smarties. Smarties will also dissolve in the mouth. And so they can minimize the time the sugar is in contact with the teeth. Yogurt-covered raisins. This is what the dentist says, okay? Yogurt-covered raisins do have sugar, but at least there's raisins, so you're getting some fiber. They're less sticky than caramel or toffee-based candy. Nuts. Nuts like almonds or peanuts may have minimal sugar content. Better choice for dental health, although if you have diverticulitis, might not be fun. Mini packs of popcorn. Also a no-no for those with diverticulitis, but for kids, sometimes plain or slightly salted popcorn can be a yummy treat and less sugary option. Sugar-free gum. They say it can promote dental health by stimulating saliva production, which helps neutralize acids and cleanse the mouth. Of course, fruit. I know if you walked up to a house and they gave you a banana, I don't even know what these kids are going to do. I am not going to be the one to give out bananas, I'm telling you right now, okay? But, yeah, it is a healthier option. You have got to make sure these kids brush their teeth after they eat. Got to make sure they floss. Water picks are also great. And another thing is little toys. Little Rubik's Cube. Little Play-Doh. Kids love toys. And if they see a little, you know, Play-Doh thing that they can play, that might work out really nice. I know it's expensive. Make sure they drink water, get regular dental checkups. 1-877-DOC-FOWLEY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So you know how when you go to bed, they say sleep tight. Oh, good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I never understood that. Because I'm like, if I'm supposed to be asleep, how am I supposed to make sure the bed bugs don't bite? But apparently, sleep tight, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite, has been for hundreds of years a well-wishing before your child goes to bed. And oftentimes, they'll wake up, and yeah, there might be bed bugs. And we have been hearing about bed bug infestations. I think France, UK has been having some bed bug issues. We talked about last month how Orkin City, top 50 bedbug cities list. Chicago, still ranked number one. New York, Philly, Cleveland, L.A., marking out the top five. Then Detroit, Indianapolis, Baltimore, D.C., Columbus, Ohio, the top 10. Las Vegas had a few hotels that had bedbug issues, but Las Vegas in this group, I think they ranked much lower. I can't even find them on the ranking. That's interesting. I don't even think they made the top 50 list. Huh. All right, good for Las Vegas. But hotels will get bedbugs. The question, though, people have is, how do they know it's a bedbug versus a flea versus shingles? So there's a look to them. Now, we can't always tell. Fleas, like, let's say, like, sand fleas or things like that, they might be more towards your ankle and feet, whereas bedbugs will be in skin-exposed areas that might have been open in bed. So if, let's say, you went to bed shirtless, or if you had short sleeves, then you might have bed bugs on the areas that were exposed. Yeah, the bed bugs could climb under the clothing, but bed bugs need easy opportunity. They also may have like three or five sort of bumps, because once they feed, they're done. Now, you could have multiple bed bugs going, hey, Johnny, come over here. But it'll be a finite amount. You're not going to have like 100 to 200 bed bugs overnight bite you, unless you sleep in a new area that is completely infested. Also with bed bugs, they might zigzag a little bit, because what happens is they land on one area. You might move. Then they might walk a little bit, scatter to another area, then scatter to another area, back and forth. So you might see some zigzagging. Or you might see like a breakfast, lunch, and dinner where they had to move, so then they had to finish the next feed and then have another feed. And you don't know they're on you because they inject an anesthetic. Just like a mosquito. You never see the mosquito on you. But then afterwards, you come home and you're like, wow, look at all these bites. How the hell did I not notice it? Well, because it has an anesthetic. Which, by the way, if we want to figure out pain control and how to, you know, manage people's pain, whatever that mosquito bite anesthetic is, wow, that's some powerful stuff, because it works fast. So they got to study that. So bed bugs are these little bugs that are reddish brown in color. They're about the size of an apple seed, 4 to 5 millimeters in length. No wings. They got 6 legs. Insects have 6 legs. And then as they feed, they get more red. Tick bites are a little different. We see ticks in grassy woodland areas. They could be little small ones. 1 centimeter look like a little black dot to 1 centimeter. 1 millimeter, 1 centimeter. They could have 6 legs, maybe 8 legs. And what's concerning about them is you could get Lyme disease or other diseases from ticks. Ticks usually latch on to one spot. You might get a circular or oval rash that appears around the bite, and it could last for months. Usually, though, we see the rash between 1 and 4 weeks, and we could give doxycycline as a preventative dose, but we still want to make sure that you get checked out for Lyme disease. Mosquitoes, those bites a lot of times will swell even more than bed bugs. But bed bug bites and tick bites could swell, but usually you see the most swelling with the mosquito bites. You might develop a minor allergic reaction. People will say, oh, I got a bacterial infection from the mosquito. Some of them could, but a lot of times it's your allergy. So they get red, swollen, hot. Again, have a medical provider decide if they think it's bacteria or not. If this happens under 24 hours, it's probably not a bacterial infection, because bacteria take 48 hours to grow and divide and manifest like that. But an allergy will react pretty quickly. So a medical provider will help figure that out. Skeeter syndrome is a rare allergic reaction to mosquitoes. Causes a large area of swelling. Again, we treat these things with antihistamines, with corticosteroids. For the tick bite, we'll give an antibiotic. But if we think you're going to go into anaphylaxis, you need to get to a hospital. There could be a pretty serious reaction. Spider bites, you don't get multiple spider bites. Spider bites are usually one or two at most. And it'll cause a vasculitic reaction a lot of time by when you try to press on the redness, the dark redness, it might not blanch. It might look bruised. They could also start to cause necrosis and destroy some of the inner tissue. You could also go into anaphylaxis with that. With spider bites, if you can identify the spider, that's great. But some people go, oh, I got multiple spider bites on my forehead. And it really hurts. That could be shingles, though. Shingles is where you get a cluster of blisters. And people think because it hurts so much, it was a bite. But that could be shingles. And then you need something else. So bed bugs can be pretty quick. They run up to 100 feet per hour. Can travel room to room in a heartbeat. They're really tiny. They could fit into the smallest cracks of furniture. They could hide in clothing and luggage. So whenever you do go into a hotel or Airbnb, don't put your suitcase on the ground because bed bugs will hop in. That's why those, I don't like to have to lift my suitcase and put it on that rack, but that's the best thing to do so it's not on the ground and bed bugs can't. They track your CO2 when you're sleeping, coming from your breath. And they could operate at night. So they hide during the day. Then they feed at night. Female bedbug will lay about an egg a day. Could lay up to 7. The eggs look like grains of sand. Take about a week or two to hatch. 2 weeks to hatch. And then plenty of bedbugs. And then they're hungry. And then they sniff out your pheromones to try to eat. So what you need to do is when you do get a bedbug, one, make sure your tetanus is up to date. If it's not, you need to get your tetanus shot. Then always wash them off because these bed bugs are dirty. They carry dirt, so soap and water. If you have multiple bites, talk to your medical provider. If you're itching and pain, feel sick, because again, they might not be bed bugs. We could use hydrocortisone cream, antihistamines, anti-inflammatories, but you need to be very proactive. So you have to inspect your home or hotel room for bed bugs. You got to look under the mattresses, the pillows, the sheets, behind the headboard, where you're going to sit and sleep. So you got to check the couch. And I mean, when I come into a hotel after traveling and I see that clean white sheet, I just jump onto the bed, but that's not where they're hiding. They're hiding behind the picture frames. They're hiding in things, unlike the couch. Keep all your clothes off the floor. Suitcases should be on countertops. And I know there's not a lot of countertops or desk space. But, you know, and if not, close them up pretty tight. Try to avoid clutter and tuck the sheets tightly under the mattresses. That's why hotels make beds that way, to eliminate bed bugs getting in there. I can't stand it. I immediately kick it off because I need my feet to be able to move, and I just can't have my feet tucked in. But that actually protects you from the bed bugs. Make sure the rooms are vacuumed thoroughly, mattresses, legs of furniture, corners, crevices, rugs, upholstered furniture needs to be cleaned. When you come back, wash your clothes. Anything on that trip and hot water. Anything you think could have been exposed, hot water. And then, of course, whether it's your house or another place, you want to consider having pest control professionals come out and come in there and take care of business. All right, so that is bed bugs. And, always kind of look and see what's been happening in the news. But whenever I hear a hotel had a bed bug issue, because it got all that publicity, I think they went in to show everybody, look, we did something about it. What worries me is the hotel that we don't hear anything from, because they might be under the wire. So, yeah, you're going to have to check them yourself. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis yet. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A 71-year-old man was charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. A suspect is in custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there are Americans still stuck in Gaza. And I believe in Israel they have worked with the State Department for charter flights to get Americans out of there and to, you know, evacuate certain American offices. We're hearing there's an American couple with their one-year-old son who wants to get back to Medford, Massachusetts, but they are in the Gaza Strip. After visiting relatives, they're stuck. Wafa Abu Zaida, Abud Okal, and their son Yosef were supposed to leave last Friday, but they've been trapped because of the war. And the family has tried to cross into Egypt, but haven't been able to get through the Rafah crossing. There was something that happened this weekend where Israel and Egypt set it up where Palestinians could escape, and then everybody came to the border, and nobody opened it up. And I'm not sure what happened with that. And so they say that this Rafah crossing was supposed to be open at 9 a.m. local time Monday so people could get into Egypt and then from Egypt leave. Blinken and Netanyahu had to shelter in a bunker for about for 5 minutes while they were meeting in Tel Aviv. The rockets keep coming, and apparently there's been action and citizens hurt from Hezbollah. One died, Israeli citizens from, I believe, Hezbollah action that is taking part in the north. And so U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there right now with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and they had to shelter when raid sirens went off and there's continuing rockets. The UK Prime Minister is urging the avoiding of escalation. He is talking with presidents of Turkey, Palestinian Authority, and you start to see multiple countries get involved. One is UK lost a bunch of citizens, but people are concerned that you're going to have other countries that are calling or answering to Hamas's call for help. And when you look at how this all started, it was, you know, peaceful day, Jewish holiday, the Sabbath, Shabbat, Simchat Torah, everybody going about their business, when thousands of Hamas militants descended on Israel, raped, pillaged, plundered, killed, and grabbed hostages. And so Israel has two choices. One is give you a mulligan, or two is prevent this from ever happening again. And the consensus, even from many, many other leaders, is we need to stop this. And what's very scary about in Israel is when you're an Israeli citizen, okay, and I was there. I was there a few months ago. I felt very, very safe because Israel is one of the best military in the world. They're Israeli defense force, but you really can't go anywhere. If you need to flee, you can't drive to Gaza if you're Israeli, not now. You can't drive to Syria, can't drive to Jordan. Israel is surrounded. And so when that's why when the Six-Day War happened, it's amazing that it only was 6 days. But that's why there was such support for help, because you can't escape. If you have countries all around you that want you dead, and you are surrounded, people who live in Israel and who do it to keep that country alive and keep it a beacon for not only Jews, but Catholics and Christians and Church of Latter-day Saints, Mormons and Muslims, and you know, and protecting artifacts and keeping the land safe. They take their lives in their hands. I mean, in America, if we have to drive somewhere, we could at least drive to, you know, Mexico. We could drive to Canada. We have a place we could go, unless of course Canada and Mexico ever wants to wage war. God forbid. But in Israel, there's not a lot of options, and you're trapped. And so these citizens are fighting and you know, glad to do it, you know, to protect their homeland and to protect the innocent. But it's very concerning that this could go any way. Now, Gaza, and, you know, if Gaza wants to elect a new leader, then Hamas, you know, they should. And Hamas has been running Gaza and the Palestinian people now for a while, ever since Israel left that territory. And so they need better leadership and safer leadership, as unfortunately many of those individuals are shields. When rockets and military headquarters are hidden under schools and hospitals, because they know Israel won't bomb a school or bomb a hospital, it puts Palestinians at risk. Now, a UN humanitarian envoy is going to travel to Egypt and Israel. They're going to try to provide aid. We also have America. The U.S. is going to send 2,000 troops, or is telling 2,000 troops to be prepared to deploy. A second aircraft carrier has been moved into the Mediterranean because Israel is about to do their ground invasion. And, you know, this is one of these things where, you know, I don't live in Israel, but I have family there and friends, and I've been there. And once this happened, where it's not, okay, we're going to have a war, we're going to meet in a battlefield, we're going to do the rules of engagement, and then we're going to start our fighting after a call, and then we're going to stop, and we're going to follow. Oh, no, this isn't what happened. This was a brutal terrorist attack. And this rockets and Hamas threats have been going on for years. And this actually got the better of Israel's security forces, and this can't happen again. And because there were so many fronts and there were innocent people that were taken and killed, in order for Israel to maintain its security, it has to make sure that a terrorist organization cannot do this again. So, yes, they can only do so much with strikes because Hamas has taken hostages to use as shields. And Israel does not want to kill any of the hostages. None of the Israeli hostages, none of the American hostages, none of the UK hostages. So now they have to go in more precisely. And that's what they've been preparing for. And now they're going to go in and try to get the hostages back, as well as destroy any other terrorist cells. So, yeah, it is going to escalate. And when people say, well, Israel should stop, they made their point. No, they can't stop. We have Americans and Israelis there, and you can't stop. So, now, they say the troops are not going to serve in a combat role, but will be tasked with medical support and advisory duties. These are American. All right? Americans are not right now entering any war. Even though Hamas did declare war on America when they took Americans and they killed Americans, this isn't, and I agree, I don't think America should be going to war. I think Israel has got this. But needing extra support is important because we just don't know what other countries may do. So the Department of Defense said the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower Strike Group, which deployed from Norfolk, Virginia, is already on its way. It's going to join the USS Gerald Ford, which arrived off the coast of Israel last week. So the presence of the Navy's two most powerful warships will hopefully send a clear signal to Iran and the proxies such as Hezbollah to not mess with it. Do not escalate the the conflict. And so we'll see what happens, but it's not a good time. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so now the next big celebrity divorce discussion memoir is between Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And, you know, hearing the trials and tribulations that they went through with their marriage, and the kids were kind of relieved because they had to hide the fact that they were actually divorced in name, but not technically divorced, and you see the stress going on. You know, we keep talking about in the news how kids don't want to get married. Kids, like the Gen Zs and the Millennials, and they don't want to get married. They're having kids, maybe with baby mamas, maybe they're not having kids at all, but they don't want to get married. And people will always follow that up with, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? Nothing's wrong with them. Can you blame
the average Gen Z or millennial for not wanting to get married when they see what their parents have gone through, when they see what these celebrities are going through. It's not that they don't want to get married, it's they don't want to get divorced. And when they see that you could be married to somebody, you could be close with somebody, you could be intimate with somebody, you could have children with somebody, you could share a life with somebody, pledge and vow to be with them in sickness and in health till death do us part, and they find out that that person is taking pictures of poop on a bed, not to bring up Amber Heard or Johnny Depp, but maybe there's poop on the bed, bringing up nuances, bringing up embarrassing things, and then broadcasting it out there, whether it's in the media or in a courtroom setting, that's some scary stuff. Remember, our Gen Zs and millennials are the most tech savvy. Many of them are going, I don't think I want to do social media. Or if I do social media, I'm going to be very scripted. It's going to be very controlled. The last thing they want is the privacy of a marriage to be all out there. And then with other people, you know, when you break up with somebody, that person will date somebody else. And they'll go, well, what was it like being married to so-and-so? Or tell me about your ex-husband, or tell me about your ex-wife. Now, every person that person dates will know about your marriage and your private information. And Gen Zs and millennials, we don't think they're as private as other groups, but they are. They don't want to get into that type of a situation where they're that vulnerable and then all their dirty underwear gets spewed and all over the place. They don't want the idea, a lot of them, to have a child and then that child will be raised by somebody else. So they're like, yep, we'll have a baby. It's going to be you and I forever, baby. All of a sudden, that relationship falls apart. And now, that child, depending on who has custody, is going to have a new parent. These are things that scare. I mean, not only baby boomers and Gen X, but also the Gen Zs, the millennials. And, you know, when you see what's going on with Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and I mean, when I heard they had an open marriage, I already knew there was something going on. It's really hard to be in a relationship where you're sleeping with somebody else. I've never tried it, but I would think that somebody would get ticked. You know, who wants the STDs? How do you know what bed you're going to sleep in? So open marriages, obviously it shows there's an issue. And so people will stay married, maybe for the media. They might stay married for the kids. And there's been a lot of debate on what is better for your child. To stick it out with the marriage and fight and be miserable and have that child live in a home that's always under that tension, you know, or have a marriage that's broken up and two houses, two families, new love interests coming into their life. The kids suffer either way. They do. And you have to make a judgment call. But, I mean, the best divorces are the ones with the parents figure out how to co-parent. And they're like, look, this is what we're going to do. And unfortunately, that's not what happens. The divorce gets so bad, it gets so ugly. There's so many knives and grenades, you know, figuratively thrown at each other, that when you want to have a civil conversation, it's, no, you want to control them, or you want it for the money, or you're going to do this, and honestly, the stress, your post-divorce stress is going to skyrocket if you two aren't in agreement with vaccinating or not vaccinating, on who's going to stay at the house, who's not going to stay at the house. Are they going to take up a sport where they can have concussions or not? If you guys cannot talk and come up with ways to co-parent, the stress is going to be beyond even what the divorce caused. So younger people are looking at this and they're like, well, then maybe I'll hold off having the kids. Maybe I'll hold off. The idea of loving one person for the rest of your life, even though we grew up with the whole Disney thing and happily ever after, the average person is going, no, you're going to have a new love interest all the time. So why would I commit, why would I get myself locked in legally, and then why would I put myself out there? And it's also very, very shocking that somebody you think you would love and want to spend the rest of your life with turns into your worst enemy. That still baffles me. How you can have two people who loved each other and had a family together ends up being the biggest enemy of their lives. It's horrible. And so, you know, I worry that if we don't have, you know, the future generations want to have kids, want to propagate, our human species could be, having an issue. I think having families, you know, can be very rewarding. Trust me, there's a lot of drama, you know, but if you can learn how to deal with the drama, you know, families provide so much in terms of strength. You know, and there's so much wealth, not in terms of Bitcoin, but in terms of wealth and benefit, in terms of having, you know, the cousins, the children, the aunts, the uncles. You're a united front. You're your own little army. You know, and people out there are alone. But if you marry the wrong person, it could be hell. And so maybe what we need to do is, rather than pushing marriage and kids or not marriage and kids and going solo, is maybe we should try to figure out how to help individuals find who the best person should be. Now, in the olden days, you weren't allowed to live with people. If you lived with somebody, it would be like you were making them old shoes, and they couldn't use shoes, and then nobody would want them. And so, you know, society used to be like, no, you can't just live with a person and try them out. But maybe we do need dry runs. Maybe there has to be some, okay, we're going to do a marriage boot camp. And if you guys still want to be with each other after that boot camp, you guys might have something there. Now, we had a good friend who we thought was going to get married to somebody. They went on a vacation. And it was supposed to be an amazing vacation. After that vacation, they realized, no, this isn't the person I want to be with the rest of my life. That's okay. I'm not saying everybody needs to go on vacation, but I think maybe we need to start looking at, because we're really going to be in trouble if the younger generations do not want to have families, do not want to, you know, have family unity, do not want to propagate that, you know, we're going to lose. I mean, if somebody has to have babies out there, but I also get why they would really fear entering into a marriage. I get that. Divorce looks like hell. It is so frightening to me. I never want to get divorced. And so maybe we need to figure out a type of book. The problem is people change. People might fall in love with somebody new. They might cheat. But these are things that are going to have to be established before people commit. And I know somebody's like, oh, I'm never going to cheat. No, be honest. Honestly, this is what your spouse looks like, and somebody like this wants to be in your life. Can you see yourself want that person? They're like, oh, hell yeah. All right, and there's a chance you might not be a monogamous. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.